The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer, and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and good afternoon, and welcome to the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I am your host, Joe DeYoung, and today I have a familiar face back on my show today. So she was a guest of the show in, I would say, early or late April. So she is the adaptive sports coordinator for the Kentwood Recreational Center. So let's welcome back the one and only Caitlin Bush to the show. Good afternoon, Caitlin. How are you doing today?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I guess I came up with a better introduction, would you say?
That was impressive. I feel very special.
Well, you know what? You are a special guest on the show, and you're my favorite guest.
Oh, I'm sure you say that to everybody.
Oh, thank you. So how does it feel? So how does it feel to be back here on my show?
It feels great. I can't believe I got asked again. I think the first interview, I was like working from home that day, and my family was being crazy in the background. So I'm just surprised that I got a second chance to redeem myself.
Well, you know what? When I had you on the show for the first time, I could hear the craziness in the background.
You know, it's just kind of always crazy at my house. I try to hide the crazy, but I just can't. So
it's not easy, isn't it?
I'm in the office, so it's a little more quiet, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, when you get stuff done, it is quiet, and it's nice. So you can get stuff done, but you could probably have a headset or something.
Yeah, I need to do that for sure. You're right.
I recommend it. So I'm going to get on. Yeah, so this is recorder Ron, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to get on with the questions.
Okay.
So my first question, how did the sports events turn out for the summer at the Kentwood Recreational Center?
Yeah, so great question. It's a good time of year to kind of recap the summer. Summer is just so busy here at Kentwood Parks and Rec. It's super fast paced. We have a lot going on each and every day, but we have a lot of fun. We love the summertime. So for the adaptive recreation programs, the vast majority of my summer is spent dedicated to our water ski program. So we ski at least twice a week for about 6 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks. And we skied probably around 100 people this summer. We do lessons on Thursday nights, which is the same 5 people for 6 weeks straight. So those people really get a chance to improve their skills and kind of get better each week. And then we also do 4 clinics, which is an all-day clinic where we're on the lake all day. And we ski about 20 different people on those days. So it's a pretty busy summer. We had awesome volunteers, which makes a world of difference. However, our boat decided to break down on the second to last week, so we had to get kind of creative to let the program finish up. We borrowed a couple boats to finish up this season, so that was kind of tricky, but we figured it out.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out, because I was about ready to ask you, how did you get creative about that? Because
So we borrowed one boat from... it's a boat company, or they sell boats. They're called Tommy's. So they generously let us borrow a boat for a day. And then one of our volunteers has a really nice boat that we were able to borrow as well. So we made it happen. It wasn't easy, but we figured it out.
Right. Because, and you guys also had your your fundraiser just recently, and you guys bought half of a jet ski.
Yeah, so I was going to talk about that a little bit later, one of your other questions. So let's like circle back to that one. Okay?
Yeah,
let's
circle back to that.
If that's okay.
Sure.
So yeah, this summer we also did, our whole department does a lot of really big special events. We do a 4th of July celebration where we host about 10,000 people. We do outdoor concerts. We do a food truck festival. And we just work hard and have a lot of fun with the whole community.
Yeah. Well, I'm very glad you guys have a lot of fun and getting creative. And you mentioned the 4th of July celebration. So you mentioned outdoor concerts. Did you guys have any fireworks or anything?
We have our fireworks at the 4th of July. That's the only time of year that we do our fireworks. So right at dusk on the 4th of July. Well, actually, our celebration was on the 3rd of July this year, because that was a Saturday. So on July 3, we had some massive fireworks.
Wow, I'm pretty sure there were a lot of them going kaboom, kapow, kabang.
Did you hear them from your house?
I was hearing some fireworks when I was outside and the cameras were on I was hearing a lot of them. Yeah. All right, and the next question coming right at you. So are there any major sports events coming up in the fall?
Not so much sporting events per se for our adaptive rec programs, but we do have a lot of fun activities planned. My personal favorite is the Halloween dance. That'll be on October 28th. We're doing a glow night in the park at Pinewood Park. We're doing a really fun night with lots of like glow sticks and activities there. We have some inclusive cooking classes coming up this fall for our adaptive recreation programs. Archery, rock climbing, open gym, and to circle back to that fundraiser, we had this a couple weeks ago in September, but we call it The Vibe, and it's a big fundraising event for our adaptive recreation programs for specifically for our water ski program, and it was a great party, Joe. It was so much fun.
Well, you guys partied on. Like, you guys, it sounded like you guys partied on, because to this question, like you mentioned the boat, and then I also mentioned the jet ski, the half a jet ski.
Mm-hmm.
How's that running? So, pretty good.
Well, we gotta raise a little bit more money to get a full jet ski.
Right. Well, trying to come up with it, it's not easy.
No, but we'll find a way. We'll find a way. We do another 5K in the spring where we raise money for this. So I think I'm very hopeful that we'll find a way. But
all right. I'm also
the Vibe was a lot of fun. There was music. There was wood-fired pizzas. There was a silent auction. We had a very good speaker. Brad Dion was our keynote speaker. So it was just a really nice night. It was good.
Wow. I've never heard of Glow Night?
Yeah, so...
So what is that?
Glow in the Park will be a family-friendly event. It will have a 1 mile fun run. It'll have crafts, activities, music, all kinds of stuff. So as soon as the sun goes down, the party will begin.
All right. Well, you know what? I think the party's pretty good, and it's party on outdoors, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
All right. And then let's get into my next question that's coming right at you.
Okay.
Let me see. Whoops. Let me just fix it here a second. Oh, hold on. All right. Here we go. So are there any events that you're looking forward to this fall?
Yes. So we, it's kind of a trick question because we just did it last week, but I'm going to tell you about it because it was one of my favorite things that we do. I call it the river trip. So we do a kayaking trip down the Thornapple River, and it's pretty intense. It was really fun. We had a big group of all different abilities. We had people there with all different abilities, all different walks of life, all different diagnoses. And we launched from the Middleville Dam in downtown Middleville, and they have a wheelchair accessible kayak launch there. So that was really cool. Two of our participants use a wheelchair, so that made it very easy for them to transfer into their boat. And then we paddled down the Thornapple River for 2 hours and 15 minutes. It was a 6-mile trip.
Good grief, that's that long.
You had to like eat your Wheaties.
Oh, Wheaties.
So, you had to be really strong. So we did the paddle, and it was so much fun. We saw a bunch of turtles. We saw a deer. We saw great blue herons, some of the fall colors on the trees. And the sun was shining. It was a beautiful day. And we paddled for 2 hours and 15 minutes down the Thornapple River. And then we got out it's called Indian Valley Campground. And that's where we got out. And it was just an adventure. It was so much fun.
Well, I'm pretty sure after the adventure, I'm pretty sure you were probably pretty much exhausted after all the paddling that
you
did.
Absolutely right. I was exhausted. I got home from work and I was ready for bed. I was tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when you got home, you went to bed, correct? You were probably out cold?
Well, I wish. I had to take care of the kids, and I actually had a meeting that night, so it was a long day. I slept good that night, though.
All right. Well, good. Well, getting a lot of good sleep is very important. All right. And the next question's coming right at you. So what brought you to the Kentwood Recreational Center?
That's a good question. So I've been here for over 6 years now. Crazy. But I was working in mental health at the time, and I was ready for a change. I was feeling a little burnt out, and the opportunity kind of fell in my lap. I got a call from a friend of mine, Maria Besta, and she informed me that this job was available. So I applied, and long story short, here I am. I think some of my experience with sports and athletics and recreation and leisure and kind of my personality, I have a very active lifestyle, made me a good candidate for the job. I had some experience working at a summer camp doing a lot of different activities that we actually do here, so that was helpful, and I guess I tricked them into hiring me.
Well, I guess you tricked them all right.
Jokes on them, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So I guess 6 years, I mean, that's like, because I remember when I had you here on the show, you said that you started, I believe it was 2015.
Yeah, that's right.
If I remember correctly. Because you said that was the year that you started working for the Kentwood Recreational Center.
Yep.
And speaking of like and you mentioned the summer camps just now. Because I've played archery at a camp called Camp Tashmahita, which is out in Greenville.
Where's that?
Greenville.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, I played archery there. But I had fun there, too.
Good. Yeah, there's so much you can do at camp. You can try a lot of new things. It's a good place to try new things.
Well, you know what? If you haven't tried something at a camp or the camp record, or at the camp or somewhere, how are you going to know if you've tried it, you know?
Yeah, how are you going to know if you like it if you never try it?
Right. And to circle back to that question, when you were talking about that run that you were doing at the Thornapple River, were there some visually impaired people there?
I don't believe we had anyone with a visual impairment that day.
Hmm.
But that's something that someone with a visual impairment could definitely do. What I would do is I would put them in a tandem kayak. So they would be in a boat with a partner or a friend or whatever. So you would be in the front, and then the volunteer or friend or whoever would be in the back, and they would help to steer your boat.
Oh.
So you could paddle, but the person with you would do a lot of the steering.
Right, because if I were there, I would do the paddling, and if somebody that were on the boat next to me would do the staring because of my visual impairments.
Well, I would put, you'd be like, they'd be directly behind you, so you'd share a boat. Because, Joe, you'd be running into logs and rocks all day long.
Well, you're probably right. I would probably be running on the rocks and the logs.
We'd say, Joe, look out!
Or probably like, Joe, slow it down.
you're going the wrong way, man.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't help it. I'm going too fast. I can't stop. My shoes don't have any brakes.
Yeah, we make sure you're safe. That'd gotcha. Be fine.
All right, I gotcha. because did you have fun?
Oh yeah, we had a blast. We were all joking around and singing songs and laughing and having a good time.
Well, you gotta have a sense of humor.
Yeah, there was 9 of us, so that was a pretty big group.
Oh. Yeah, nine people. It's a group.
And the river, the river can get pretty quick. Like, the current was moving pretty quickly, and there were twists and turns and logs down in the river, so we really had to be on our A game.
Yeah, I guess you had to watch out for the logs.
Yeah, definitely. And the logs had spiders on them, so I didn't like to get caught up in the logs.
Yeah, because if you ran into the logs, you know what the boat would do. If the boat hits something,
it might tip over.
Exactly, it would tip over, and that would not be fun if it tipped over.
No, it's a little too chilly this time of year to fall in the water.
It is, yeah. Because the temperature is changing right now. Because we're in October.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, though. It's not quite so hot.
Yeah, I'm very glad it's not that hot out. All right. And the last question is coming right at you, Caitlin.
All right.
So what are the ways to get involved with the programs at the Kentwood Recreational Center?
So there are several ways to get involved here at Kentwood Parks and Recreation. A couple things you can do is volunteer. So we have these big special events. One that's coming up is called Truck or Treat for Halloween. So volunteering, helping us put on these large scale community events for the city of Kentwood. You can also, if you're kind of into service, you could donate. You could donate your time, you could donate items. We have a free little pantry where people can come in and get food if they're in need. And so you could donate food or non-perishable items to that, or toiletry items. We also do a hat and mitten tree during the holidays. So you can donate warm weather items. Or you can sign up for a class or a program and have some fun. You could take an exercise class or a painting class, a cooking class, try out kayaking, whatever it may be, you could try something that will probably promote some healthy lifestyle in your life, or teach you some new skills, or help you to meet some new people in your community, or whatever it is you're looking for. We have a lot of different ways to stay healthy and engaged in your community.
Awesome. And you know, I think that the painting, you know, it's painting is art, so it's like art is like expressing yourself, like your feelings and your emotions.
Exactly. Which is very healthy and very important.
It is, because for a guy that's visually impaired, like me that's visually impaired, could like grab a paintbrush or paint something, like a paint a mural or paint a picture of yourself or paint a portrait or something.
Yeah, that's a great outlet to kind of, like you said, express yourself, or maybe get in touch with some emotions or feelings you didn't know you had, or be creative, which is a, you know, another part of your brain that's super important to engage and exercise that creative muscle too.
Right, because you've got to like find a way to express yourself and get your feelings out there too. Because it's almost like, let's say, for example, like you were to pick up a music instrument or guitar or cello or violin and start playing that instrument and playing the music, you are bringing that that emotion and all that energy and the feeling out there.
Yeah. Are you a musical guy?
Yeah, I am a musical guy, but I mean, I can play piano.
Awesome. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I know, but the first time that that you and I met, that I think this was back in 2016.
That sounds right.
Yes, it is, because I was with the Mobility Group Club at the time, and I went to the recreational center, and you gave us some books about the sports that are in the books, and I remember telling you about my favorite music, and you were telling me your favorite music, and I remember when I went outside and we're like digging around in the dirt. I still remember that.
You're into like heavy metal, right?
I know, I am. Nonstop.
Not my style, man.
I know,
not
that's okay style. Though. That's okay. You know. yeah. Let's see if Ron has another question for you.
Okay, hit me with it.
Let me see if he does. He probably doesn't have any other questions. I think he's probably tired out. But, hey, thank you so much for taking the time to come back on my show and have me interview you again for the second time.
It is my pleasure.
Well, I would love to. Well, I would love to maybe have you back on again in the future.
Definitely, I would love it. So, and I'll see you at some of our upcoming programs, right, Joe? Bowling. I think you would really like rock climbing too. I think that'd be a good one for you.
Yeah, I think it would be a good one because I've done it before at. Camp Touch Mojito. I mean, I struggled, but then the last time I did it, it was at VI Sports Day, and that I tried. I was going to make it to the top, but they were too far out to reach, and I was trying to like look for it, and I was just struggling.
Well, a little struggle is good for you.
Right, it is. But I'll be at the bowling.
Yes, bowling will be good.
Yes. So before we go. Before we close out the show, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
So it's kind of just like a random thing, but I'm reading a book right now about a young lady who is blind.
Really?
And it takes place during like World War II, like during the 40s.
Ooh.
And it just kind of, she loves to read, and it's just really hard for her to get her hands on Braille books. So my question for you, Joe, is how difficult is it now in 2021 to obtain books in Braille?
You know what? To be honest, these days, ever since I got my iPad, I started to use that a lot more than just using Braille books, since my iPad is voiceover and it just tells me like the story or something I'm reading. But there's an app called Seeing AI, so I'll use that if I'm reading something that's in the paper. It's amazing with all the technology that's coming out these days.
Oh, yeah, technology is a game changer. I mean, it almost makes Braille obsolete because everything can be read to you.
Exactly. That's what I was about ready to say, that Braille is becoming a little bit more obsolete these days.
I mean, I'm sure it's a good skill to have, and you should have that as a foundation, but, yeah, how often do you really use it?
You mean the books in Braille or the...
Or just Brinerel.
I don't use Braille anymore. I only use my iPad.
Okay.
Good question, though.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, you're welcome. Is there anything else?
Do you have a joke of the day?
You know what? I was getting ready to say that. Yes, I do have a joke of the day.
All right. I'm going to hear it.
All right. So before I close out the show, this is my joke of the day. What letter do twins... Oh, hold on. Let me fix it. All right, here we go. Let me slow down. What letter do twins like the most? Why? What letter do twins like the most?
What letter do twins like the most?
Yes.
Let me think. I want
to
say W.
Yep, you got that right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
nice.
I asked my Amazon Echo to tell me a clean joke, and it just told me that joke, and I thought, why don't I try it?
It's pretty clean. Oh. All right, sir. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, Joe.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and comment down below. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast, powered by WKTV, and also on Anchor, powered by WKTV. And you can also find my show on Apple Podcast and Spotify and Stitcher and Google Podcasts. And my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. Well, I will see you all next week. Please take good care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, peace.